coming up to 10 past 10. That's what the time says. And we're back again. Sometime last week, a lady called on the radio show and she told us a story of how that she regretted marrying in a setting family because of the in-laws. She had to stay and endure the pain because she wanted to keep her family. And that's talking about the husband and the children together. She talked about how that sometimes the in-laws would come to the studio. Come to her home. Her home that is supposed to be like, she's supposed to be like the chair lady. The beginning and the end of that home, because that's what the woman is in each house. And every man had better understood that, so that we can start getting things in the right perspective. So they'll come in, go to our kitchen, eat our food, you know, use whatever they want to use. And the statements like, our son's, our brother's property. Treating the woman like she's just something, pardon my English, that's there. No regard whatsoever. No love, no respect whatsoever. And the anger of this is that in the midst of all these, there were even women, in-laws that were women, involved in this, treating another woman in her own matrimonial home as if she was just a piece of rag. And then we asked the question, why did you decide to stay? She gave us several reasons. One of them was, my children, I love my husband. And then that keeps someone wondering, so why isn't the husband doing something about it?
And then big question.
And then you wonder whether it's because her husband has not done something about it, or he has, but it's not just enough. How bad can in-laws get, especially in this regard, that even the couple themselves, in some cases, will not have a say in their own marriage, because the husband is being pushed left and right, the wife is suffering, and they're just together because of the kids. And that was a typical situation of that caller last week.
That's right. And you'll agree with us that we have people who are experiencing that particular story, if not the exact way she had narrated. We have women, we have people generally. I don't want to just say women, although most of the time it is the women who get to experience this kind of harsh treatment from their in-laws. Like I said, I'm sure that we have a lot of people who are experiencing this in their marriages, in their homes. And it's a tragic thing. But having said that, we also have people who share their story as well, who have had good relationships with their in-laws. And today, it's a different ball game. I mean, today we're twisting the conversation. We started yesterday with asking, talking about in-laws, right?
Yep.
We're talking about the relationship you have with your in-laws. And we ask that you share with us your experience. Share with us, how far are you part of those people who feel frightened when you hear your in-laws, or are you part of those people who are excited and, you know, you feel like they have been good to you? And we had a lot of people, right? Majority of people who reached out yesterday said that they have had great relationships with their their in-laws.
That's right.
But that does not say that we don't have those who are experiencing hard time, tough relationships, crazy relationship, toxic relationships with your in-laws.
All right. So I'm going to start by, I just went on Facebook now. They're setting Ken Dikpopola, who has been, you know, decided to go on Facebook and consistently calling attention to something already addressed. And I don't know what his rationale is, but I'm going to say this. He's talking, Collins, let me read the message. I need to get this because I saw a message yesterday and I was like, excuse me. So, hello, techers. Hope you have settled people, their money. We don't want to hear calls from people expecting to be credited. Now, you may hear that. And that has nothing to do with not settling. We have had more than five. Let me just put this before anybody brings. So if you bring it up again on the show, I may just not necessarily have to answer it to it. We've had different people sending DMs, messages, claiming they are who they are. Now, the challenge is some of the guys who called in, their numbers were not visible. So it was tough to get their numbers. We've asked for weeks that if those who won should send their details to us, and we're trying to track them. So there's no need, Kennedy, to go on to, Facebook and start commenting with that. I mean, it's unnecessary. I mean, there's a tagline guiding the conversation today. So I would expect that Kennedy Kwokwola, you would comment on what is there, not necessarily bring this onto the fore. And also, there is someone in charge, a team in charge of ensuring that those who win the prize get it. It's just one of those experiences. Nigerians, most people have not been truthful. You did not win, you say you won, and then things like that.
It's funny how I still got DMs of different people who cooked egusi soup.
I mean, so it was, I was the one that cooked. We saw like four people.
I was able to fish out the person who actually called and won on the show. And if you have received your cash prize, mm-hmm. do let us know that you have received your cash prize.
Yeah, sorry, I had to get that out of the way because it was almost, you know, getting to an embarrassing point. Already so much embarrassing that we have that calls. So, like you say, we're having a part two of our relationship with in-laws, right?
Yes, on the Family Talk this morning. So, Lagos, Nigeria, first of all, how are you doing this morning? I hope you woke up on the very bright side. I keep asking this. I hope that you woke up on the bright side. Mm. I hope that you're happy this morning. I hope that you're ready for the day. And yes, we're here to keep you company for the next 2 hours.
The next 2 hours of fun, next 2 hours of real conversation with real people, storytelling, and learning live on radio.
That's right. It's Family Talk on What's Up Lagos with the Techies. My name is Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. Teke. Well, I need to turn to you now, really, where I should have started from. And by the way, I don't know, my fly yesterday, I didn't like it that you rejected it, but that's gone.
That's gone.
I almost wanted to go and buy a bouquet, full bouquet, like, okay. Come on. But I got to say, this one is eye service. The one that I wanted to give you. I changed my mind. I said, I cannot go and buy a bouquet because, you know. So I had to bring that back because I want to ask you your personal observation in terms of the environment generally. There are a number of things we have complained about.
Yeah.
Traffic related. And in most cases, security too. The security situation around Lagos has been very, very worrisome. Mm. You know, having people been stabbed, been robbed.
Kidnapped and what have you.
You know, a lot of things happening around there. And we're worried about this. And we consistently asked Lagosians to tell us what's happening in our neighborhood. Is there anything you observe? Because, I mean, we both observed something today this morning.
Yeah, less traffic, actually. Mm. Our major axis. I think the traffic there has subsided. It's not longer as intense as it used to be, right? I think that's what I observed. Just like what the caller, I can't remember her name now. She said, where did everybody go? So it's more like the same situation to me as well. I'm just like...
On the roads and the...
Lekki
Epe Express specifically.
It's not as... Well, I don't know about now, but at the time I left the house, it wasn't as intense as it used to be.
All right. Guys, how is Ado Road this morning, guys? Let us know if you are on those axes, you're on the road right now. Do you see how the T-Pass on the road, or did the government listen to us? Is there any change? We'd like to find out. And you can also call us and let us know what's happening in your Lungu, generally.
Mm-hmm. And how you're feeling. I like to ask that question most of the time because... We don't even ask ourselves that question enough. How are you? Ask yourself, how am I actually? Am I fine? Am I in a right state of mind at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes we need to sit back, chill and ask ourselves those questions. So how are you this morning? How are you, Collins? Are you fine?
I'm fine.
Fine are you?
Rating, I would say 60% okay. In some areas, 100% in some areas.
Okay, 60%.
Yeah, in some areas, 100% in some areas. But that's a high score, right?
60 is not exactly a high score.
But it's above average.
But it's above average anyway.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I thought you were going to ask me what happened to the remaining 40.
I wanted to, but you know, maybe it's not something you want to talk about on radio.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, maybe I'll just mention it. But for now, we have a lot to talk.
That's right. We'll be talking relationships with in-laws. And we have a few questions we want to ask. Also want to hear from you, your experience. Yesterday, we had people share their experience, and we're extending it to today. For those of you who didn't have the opportunity to reach us and share your experience as well, we also want to hear what are the strategies that you think can keep a very good relationship between in-laws. We want to know, can you, what are those strategies? How can we have a cordial relationship with our in-laws?
Yep.
Without jamming ourselves in the head, without, you know, being at loggerheads with each other. So if you have a very good relationship in your with your in-laws, how are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to ask, these in-laws who come about being all authoritative or being overbearing, how can we handle them without having to be traumatized by the things that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
I remember my sister reached out yesterday. She was listening.
Yes, by the way.
And she said, Ogo, we want to hear how we are to you. How did she say it? So she wants to know,
okay,
are they good in-laws?
So you're asking me now.
Yes.
If my in-laws.
Yes.
That's your people.
Yes.
Who are my people?
Yes.
Doing me well.
Yes.
But you know the answer. But I'm going to say it on Radio Live. But first of all, I need to give a big shout out to the Mortals. Mortals, all right, great. And all of them, I mean, to the beautiful boys, talking about
Jesse. Rain.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the mother, that's my in-law, Loma, shout out to you, Mrs. Mortar.
Okay. Yes.
And also Mr. Mortar himself, who probably... It's about making sure that it's making more money. I mean, it's good to have rich in-laws. In-laws that in-laws that have money. And that's one of the things, that, you know, that will make you proud and all that. Some people actually, that's what they're looking for, rich in-laws. But that was not the case. These are special people.
Right.
Back to your question. Yes, I mean, you know the answer. I mean, I'll just recount the experience I had when I went to Urata. You know, and also touched on Iagua for our Iwanku, you know, and you know what experience was. I mean, your family stood by me. This, you know, my immediate in-laws, that's your sister and the family. I mean, they were there, your uncles, every single person. I mean, I felt at home. I've had to be in gatherings that I'm the only person representing my family.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone out on retreats. And
that's right.
That I had all your family members, I mean, uncles.
Yes.
And it never felt like...
You were like, not...
I mean, it felt like I was at home. So, I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones to say the least. And I mean, shout out to all your uncles, Uncle Dave, Uncle Sam, Uncle Solo, Uncle Solo, Solo.
Oh, my God.
And Auntie Oluchi. And Mama, and your mom, too. I mean, she's amazing. She came around for... Omugwa, and she did a great job. Fantastic job. Taught us, you know, a lot of things. Taught me, you know, how to... I learned a lot of things, you know, during that period, especially taking care of babies and all. And, yeah, it's been a smooth ride. I don't even see one...
okay.
Favor. Everyone is just amazing.
People, yeah?
Shout out to your people. Iminko... You've met my family members.
All right. In-laws.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
In-laws. Okay, I've had opportunities to live with Simon.
Okay.
Your younger brother. And
yeah.
Simon hasn't... I mean, I don't know if he was just being a man.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a sweet guy.
Okay.
He's been good.
Okay.
You know, but... You know.
I don't know. You know what?
Father.
What of Johnson?
Johnson is amazing.
Okay.
Johnson's amazing.
Simon's amazing too.
Yeah, both amazing. Mom Situ is amazing. I mean,
yeah,
she's a woman
mom.
That's not seen me, right? We've only been speaking over the phone and she's
virtually.
And she's so sweet. you know, but those that I have lived with.
Yes.
especially great. Simon. Uh-huh. Simon is great. Simon is amazing. Uh-huh. But
what?
we have been at loggerheads on several things.
I mean, you are loggerheads with your siblings. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's the good thing because I like that he didn't hide himself.
Okay.
You know, some people want to pretend and, you know, just so that you can like them or something. Mm-hmm. But he was himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw his flaws. He allowed me see
his flaws.
We're going to short break. We'll be right back.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 10:34 live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. And I can see a number of tweets already on our discourse today on the Family Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had time to hear from you for those who would like to call and scream and say, what's up, Lagos? And let us know what's happening in the Lungu. We would do that right now. But it would be nice to, again, remind you that our talk is part two of relationships with in-laws on the Family Talk.
That's right. So you call us up 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, do call 01-465-7190. So I was talking about Simon before we went on a break.
Yeah.
In all, he has been awesome, right?
Yeah.
In fact, he's my closest in-law than the others.
All right.
And I think that's because we've had the chance to go
back and forth.
You know, so that actually created some kind of bond between the both of us.
Okay.
But I love him in all. We give ourselves mutual respect. And I think that's actually one of the very key thing when it comes to living with your in-laws or having them around.
Yeah.
Mutual respect. Mm-hmm. Respect me as I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you married me into your family, because your brother married me into your family, does not mean that my respect has been thrown under the bus, or my respect does not, you know, exist anymore. You respect me as much as I would also respect you. I think that mutual respect is very key.
Very key.
Very, very key.
So how would you say that I handled it? You know, of course,
yeah.
I saw all the differences.
The back and forth.
Yes. So how would you say I handled it? So guys, Simon is my younger brother, and he was with us. And in fact, we gotta go village for the
Ibaku. Yes, he was
and,
there,
and the whole lot.
Yeah.
So I mean, he played a major role. He's pretty much like the guy who was, you know, all around him. Yeah, but there were times that I had to be away, and they stayed together in the house.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a number of stories. You know, I heard different things, and I think, okay, you want to describe how you feel I handled that? What I just did was I'd had experience before. I've had this situation where someone I'm close to, you know, and then, you know, I have issues with my family, and then it wasn't handled properly. So this time I just said, these are adults, man. They can sort themselves, you know. They can sort themselves the best way they can.
I like that.
Yeah.
This is what you did.
Uh-huh.
I like that. In my presence, in my presence, you weren't judgmental.
Okay.
Like, you did not judge him. You just told me, okay, this is him. He's from a different background. This is how he behaves.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that he's seeing you do are quite new to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some things that are common sense, and I'm going to address it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did not address it in front of me. Like, you didn't bring him in front of me and, you know, and me too. And say, you people talk to us like children. Say, you, this is my wife. That's not my wife, blah, blah, blah. I like that you went in his room, sat him down, and had a conversation with him.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know what you had with him. I don't know the conversation. But immediately after that period, you had that conversation with him, he changed.
He changed.
I mean, his attitude towards me changed drastically. Although I was eavesdropping at some point when you were raising your voice, like you were, I don't know if you were angry at him or something, but I could hear how sternly you were warning him. And I was just at the back, tell him, let him hear, you know? But at the end of the day,
it turned out right.
It turned out really good. In fact, now he's like my favorite in-law.
Okay. You know? So shout out to you, Simon Mapani. So that's how we handled it. So when we bring these things on radio, apart from the fact that you guys know that we, a legally married couple, we also have
these experiences. These, like, we're real life people.
We're human beings. We have flesh and blood. You get what I'm saying? So
it's more like we're also sharing our own experiences live here with you. And you get to tap into the techers every day. Like, come on.
Absolutely. I mean, for free, as it were.
The idea is
for you to hear things that are relatable from people who are on this side. You know, we don't want to sound like radio hosts that are far away from you, you know, talking over your head. No, we want to be relatable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these stories are very necessary. And we want to hear your own story.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I handle the situation. There are other situations that have to do with in-laws on our side that are also handled in different ways.
Yeah.
I think over time we learned how to handle them. But one thing that has been key, which is your hack that we share with you before the show ends, we tell you, we want to know from you, how have you been handling your in-laws?
Hmm.
Because, and then are there situations where this, you know, it can't be fixed as far as this relationship between you and your in-laws are concerned. I have made up your mind.
It can never work.
This can never work. Are there situations like that that, you know, everyone will look at it and say, the best way is for you to just be on your own.
On your own.
On both sides. Or could these relationships be fixed? How are you handling issues with your in-laws?
I like that you said that. Mm-hmm. You know, I keep bringing my mom's situation here because she is like a direct example that I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I also witnessed
Woman.
Yeah, I also witnessed everything that happened, you know, while growing up to her. So she had told us that, see, I don't know. I don't want anything to do with these people. And they keep coming to say they want peace. They want to, you know, settle with her. And she said, I'm forgiving you people. We've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is dead. He's no longer alive. He's no longer the intermediary. So I have nothing against you. And, you know,
they can't. The conscience.
So they're still coming back and saying, please forgive us. And then she said, I'm forgiving you. But they don't believe.
Because of the evil.
The gravity of the evil that was done to her.
All right.
Yeah.
So guys, what state are you in? Are you in the sweet in-law state that I am in?
Yeah.
Or are you dealing with one right now that you have even thought of starting a war between the two tribes? You know, things like that. We'd like to share and hear your story.
To call us up, 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Oh, boy. Hello?
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 Hi, good morning.
What's up, lady? Welcome.
What's up?
We're good.
We're fine.
How are you?
We're fine.
Very, very fine.
Okay, long time. How are you doing now?
Very fine. Very fine. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's work now.
I know. But let's talk on the matter on ground. We're good.
Hello?
We're good.
Okay. It depends. So, you know, so there's some in-laws that I don't know how to explain it, but it's only God. It's only God that
will settle the matter.
It's only God. Because why I say it's only God is that, you know, Some people want their wife and their it depends on the wife again and the husband.
Okay.
Sometimes husband and wife will have issues. The wife or the husband will
take it to their family.
That's very, very bad. And once a man starts doing that kind of thing, you'll be having bad mind where the wife is.
That's right.
And when they settle, the team might leave the husband's mind, but the family might be there. So any little misunderstanding, that's how our son came. That's how our daughter came to the court. So most times, marriage just
the couple.
Anything that, and yes, just being with you.
All
because
right.
What your husband would take, your
family might not take it.
All right.
Exactly.
All that's right. Just,
some of the marriage that is cutting today is husband and wife that is
cutting it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that's also a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Taking your matters to your
in-laws.
Your in-laws or your family.
Family, yes.
On the name of your family.
Mm.
Now, there are also dangers. Some people will say, yes, you shouldn't do that. But there are also dangers of locking up. Or that could be the reason why some people just lock up and say everything, I mean, just between both of us. But you know, yes, you can make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But how would the in-laws take it? Does it matter? Which brings us back? Does it matter if we make a decision right now and say, look, no extra, no matter who the person is, in whatever area, nobody's hearing anything about us. We're staying like this, keeping to ourselves and all that.
Does it
matter how the in-laws take that? Some people will take that like, okay, they decided to be on their own. Okay, we're waiting for them.
Whatever
you know,
happens,
and then they start planning your
us.
Children are planning people and all things like that.
Like whatever happens, they should not come to
they
us.
They should not come and things like that. So could there be how do you strike that balance? Because and that also brings the question of what roles do your in-law play in your life? So we can't make in-laws role general. Mm. It has to be family per family.
Exactly.
So what roles do they play in your life? What's the role of your in-laws?
Ebuka from Shomolu is on the line at the moment and he's waiting.
All right.
Hello.
What's up? What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Alive.
Cheers to life.
No. We got to start sharing something else now. Not rice anymore.
Very soon. Very soon.
Good morning, Andrea and Collins.
Good morning.
You have Chukwu Buka on the line.
Good to have you.
You know, Sandra said something during her interview that I listened to.
Okay.
She said, you know, and also I like Nigeria Info presenters. I mean, they make it real.
Mm.
As in, they share their life experience as well.
Mm.
Even the good and the bad ones, you know, so that we callers can also feel free to share our own.
That's right.
You know, so, and that's how people learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's how every other person learns. It builds one's confidence.
That's right.
Look, I'm not the only one person through this. If this presenter or an anchor of the program can share this on air, then what is my own?
That's
why can't I share mine?
That's right.
And it goes a long way. I appreciate you guys for that a lot.
Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, in-laws, you know, the question you ask is, what kind of in-laws do you have?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the Yoruba say, anobruko ni ko se ni. As in, it is bad in-laws that is not good to have at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if your wife is bad or your husband is bad.
That's right.
You don't have bad in-laws at all.
Mm.
Because if you have bad in-laws and you give them room, be sure they will run your marriage down or your home down.
Mm.
And that's why people build that wall. Not because the man is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the woman is bad. But because they have to build that wall to prevent their in-laws from intruding and destroying their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I prefer good in-laws. I have good in-laws who will be there for you, who will encourage you. You know, when you're even happy, you'll be begging them to come. Please come.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just come. Because when they are there, oh my God. I have a friend when I was in Abuja. Let me just round up now. In Abuja.
Okay.
May God forgive them all. You see, the husband of their sister, they all go to parties together. They all go drinking together.
Mm.
They all get drunk together. They come back together and they sleep up and they do all sorts together.
Hmm.
And their in-laws, you know, and they were living fine.
Yeah.
And the man was able to help them out, you know, train them. They went to school. Today, if you see them today, you'll not believe it.
Hmm.
So having good in-laws, I mean, for me, is the best.
Right.
Thank you very much. God bless you guys.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that a lot of people don't understand what it is to be an in-law. Maybe we should share or tell you the role of being an in-law. What automatically makes you an in-law? Now, the fact that you are married.
Do you have obligations?
Yeah. Do you have obligations?
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, the fact that
Bimbo
you are married.
Bimbo should have experience. Sorry. Bimbo just stepped in. Sorry. you should have a lot to say.
Once you're married to another family. Now, because of the marriage, you are linked to that family by that marriage. That is, you are now a relative of this other family. So if you have a brother on this other side, the brother becomes your wife's brother automatically. If it's a sister, it becomes your sister because a mom becomes your mom as well.
Okay.
And if you have an uncle, whoever, you become that person's uncle as well on the other family. So you become family. You become relatives by, you know, marriage extension, if you like. Right. So I think when you have that sense of understanding that, okay, once this person is now married to my sister, the person's brother is now my brother as well.
All right.
Kenny's on the line.
That's a very valid point. You know, that understanding would solve some problems. Kenny.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Just the life.
Kenny with the energy.
Yeah, my name is Kenny Ario. First of all, I want to appreciate you guys. I got the alert. I got it, and I appreciate that.
Thank God.
I appreciate that.
Good to hear.
That's one. Then secondly, on the issue of in-laws, I want to say for me, I have not really had good in-laws.
Wow.
I've not really had good in-laws. My wife's mother has never been supportive, you know, always on the side of her daughter and everything. Wow. We know why we're together. But for me, I would just want to advise that everyone should know that they are at the center. It's either you are an in-law to somebody or somebody is an in-law to you. So just know that whatever you do to people, they will do back to you. So if you do evil to your child's wife, one day you will become an in-law to another person. Those people too will do you shaggy. They will do your children shaggy.
All right.
So that's the way it is.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, I will want a situation where everyone will see themselves as family. Everyone will see themselves as one.
All right.
Okay. Whether that person is your family or not.
Okay. Right.
Thank you very much.
Now, before you go, thank you so much. You made your point. I love it and I took notes. But I also heard when you said your in-law, but the in-law is on your wife's side. That got my attention a bit. You know why? Because I'm like, so are you not on your wife's side? If your brother-in-law is on your wife's side, and that means you guys will be on the same side. How do you mean? Can you explain that?
Okay, a situation like we have an issue, and then the mother will come around to come and settle the issue, and the
court of the wife. Who told her the issue, first of all?
She will call her mother now. She will give her mother some big excuses like, her shoulder will be high up like, what happened? And by the time I begin to explain, in the presence of my wife, she will begin to scold me, you are not a good man, you are not a this, and she will be seated there telling the mother, supposed to be doing this in the presence of, used to tell her, you are not supposed to be doing this in the presence of your daughter. As far as I'm concerned, the ones I know of good in-laws, they will scold their daughter in the presence of her husband. They will now call the husband.
Kenny.
Thank you. Made the point. I had to bring that out.
Yeah.
Because
it was brilliant that you did.
Yes, I mean, thank you. But I had to because I sensed that there was something wrong. And that's what we're talking about.
That's right. I mean,
you're carrying.
The first caller mentioned that the problems people marriages go through, it's actually one of the reasons is from the couple themselves carrying their issue to their family, and then that also now infiltrate their minds, treating the husband or treating the wife
that's right
a certain way. Now for her to take the matter, whatever it is that she's going through in her marriage, to her mom, or always reporting to her mom, it's already raising a red flag. There's no way that a mother would not be on the daughter's side. I'm sorry to say. No, see, the mothers are very sentimental to their children. I know that there's some women or some mothers who are also very logical, very, you know, they're not exactly judgmental. When they see what is right, they scold their daughters as well. But you see, most women would want to side their children. Most women would want to be on this and you know, fight for their kids. And you can't take that away. My problem is from the girl who is, the wife who is going to the mom all the time to report her husband. You can't get a good result. You can't get anything good from such situations.
That's the same washing your linen.
Your
dead linen.
Exactly. Because
it doesn't matter. Let me not even say it that way. I want to ask. Your husband is you, yes, now.
This thing we used to say, you na me.
Yes.
You know?
That was catch line. I mean, you,
yeah, you na me.
And me na you.
I think
me.
A lot of couple should have that as a mentality, have that as a mantra in their marriages. Mm-hmm. You know why? When you have that stuck in your head, that your husband is you,
you're not
and you are your husband, it means that whatever stings your husband stings you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever stings you stings your husband. If you're going out and you're complaining about your husband, you are just opening your in the public.
And the devil just play swim.
And he's entering.
So, Lagos, let's ask you, is it necessary, based on that last call, is it necessary to share your problems with your marriage with your
family, member?
Family members? Even if it's your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brother, is it necessary?
Mm.
That's a question we'll answer when we come back after the break. Well, I think we should squeeze in one more before the break.
Do we have that luxury?
We've got to have that luxury. No, we don't have that luxury. We have 1 minute. We do have 1 minute, actually. So the next call has to be fast. What's up, Lagos?
We don't have 1 minute.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Welcome back. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And I'm Collins Teke. Yeah, I almost forgot that. We're back. And apologies to the last caller who went off while we had to go on a break when we took the call. The lines haven't stopped buzzing, have they?
No, they haven't. We also have messages on WhatsApp and on Facebook. That is, you have to be streaming us live. If you aren't, please go head straight to Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Yeah, that's right, on Facebook. And you can watch us live. You can drop your comments there. You can see how Collins is looking. Mm. And also see how I am looking. Moving straight to our conversation, we're still asking the question, what kind of relationship do you have with your in-laws? And you see, we also want to know, for those of you who have great relationships, what are the strategies that can be put in place to have a cordial relationship with in-laws? Because we cannot take out the fact that, conflicts are bound to happen.
Yep.
But we most times have cases where in-laws have this sense of entitlement and, you know, want to be sometimes overbearing. How do we get to handle such situations? We shared our own and how Curtis is able to handle the back and forth between me and my brother-in-law, right? And, you know, I mentioned how I was eavesdropping when Collins was, you know, scolding his brother. And I was just there doing, yes, tell him. He has to know this. I don't understand. You know, I left you, you know. But hey, we want to hear from you. Do call us up 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, we want to hear from you as well. 0146-571-90.
Now, before we went on that break quickly, you remember we also added to the main questions we're asking that is it necessary to share your problems with your family members?
Mm.
As a husband or as a wife, is it necessary? And then for those who are in a relationship, because sometimes when we talk about these things, you always think of it as a married, these are married people conversation. It's not.
Yeah.
In-laws, they have sister-in-laws, they have brother-in-laws, they are cousin-in-laws, their in-laws are different levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of you are still young. Some, their in-laws who are not married. They're single in-laws, you know, on both sides.
That's right.
There are different peculiar challenges that come with being an in-law.
That's right.
And how have you been handling it? And would you like to share with us? So it's not just one way. Is it necessary to share your problems with your family in a marriage, your marital problems or challenges? Is it necessary to share your marital problems with your family members?
The WhatsApp line is still up. I think I haven't mentioned the number all the while. So 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
We don't forget we have the social media highlights much later. We'd also have a guest joining us for that. And we'll be touching on, I'll tell you what we'll talk about for those who don't know. But let's go on. Uka Sociable says, what's up, Lagos? He said, wow, I'm seeing Odobi Teke
for the first time.
And Nigeria Info FM, that's Nigeria Info 99.3 page. The first time I saw your face was on YouTube channel where You wear what?
Where you do your coaching, yes.
Oh, where you do your coaching. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you for subscribing. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the day you mentioned it,
yeah,
a lot of people actually went on my page and subscribed on my YouTube channel. So thank you. Thank you so
guys,
much.
Guys, I told you to go and check.
I hope that has been helpful, though.
Andrea Odobi, take care. It will be helpful. I'm telling you, thank me later for those who have issues with self-discovery. Now, David Oyewole said, if you manage to see my message, read it, yeah. God, there are so many messages. I'm trying to clear this. I don't know what's going on, man. The old matter is us.
Okay.
Let me look for maybe a better... I'll try and get the to the Facebook messages, guys. But let's go to the calls, right?
Okay, yes. Hello? Oh, my God. Please move away from your radio or turn it off. Hello?
All right, let's take another. Same story. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Oh, yes. I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay. That's fine.
Is that okay?
That's fine. But you have to scream what's up, Lagos. Let's feel your vibe and your energy.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
First time caller.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Great.
Welcome.
I'm so excited because I've heard this number a couple of times.
Wow.
And this is the first time that, you know, I'll get on this.
You made it. We're glad you did.
Okay. So I want to talk about your relationship with in-law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm married.
Okay.
Been married for 9 years.
Okay.
And I must tell you, sometimes, you know, it can bring a lot of resentment.
Mm-hmm.
In my own case, it's quite dicey because my direct in-laws are the difficult ones.
Okay.
Surprisingly, you know, the aunties, the uncles happen to be the very understanding and loving ones. So sometimes when you want to be angry or mad or something, there's this other side that is saying, calm down, we understand. This person is usually like that. But while I know that some people can marry into a family, you know, and become the reason why that family is experiencing problems, I am also aware that but I think by culture, society expects that as a woman, when you come into their family, every other person is about you. I don't know where we got that idea from. I mean, in the early days of my own marriage, I knew people, because my husband is the first child. That's another problem. My husband is the firstborn. Everybody depends on him for some sort of financial help. Some will say they are just coming to even come and say hello for advice or something. I have had people who did not call me and then they will come to my house, you know, show up that they want to spend just one month, and the person ended up spending 4 years.
Wow.
4 years of turn, 4 years of pain. I mean, constant problem back to back. If I start, you will not, it will look like you are exaggerating. But in the middle of that, you will see cousins of my husband who will come around, and they are like your brother. You're wondering, okay, so what is the missing link? I had people, myself and my husband are nearly age mates, which means that I am older than all of his siblings. But then they come to the house, you eat my food, you drop the plate, you do not wash. I'm cleaning the house, you lift up your leg that I should sweep and then pass. You know, I fart in my house, the head in my in-law's house, and the mother-in-law is calling, oh, you can't be doing that in my own house.
Wow.
We've had a baby that my mother-in-law was angry that we did not call her, that we, you know, were expecting a certain sex or something.
Wow.
It can't be that bad. Yes, it can't be that bad. And at the time, I was resenting my husband enough till now.
Wow.
But how we were able to overcome our own, I won't say that I've totally, you know, become that I have forgiven totally, but I'm getting better at it, was that we sought counseling. You know, we have people in our life that we had to go to counseling and then reported. So we go to, not that we have totally overcome it, even in 9 years. We still go, you know, from time to time to say, okay, this is where we are. This is what we're doing. We still have financial issues. But there's one thing that I know is usually the problem. it is the man not standing up enough.
For the woman.
Yes. Because if they know.
Yeah.
See, my own, I am the last one of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be a baby. My siblings are okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are comfortable to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So they are supposed to be, you know, they've made all my decisions all my life. So I can tell them that I want this thing done and it can be done almost, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
But I learned to put them in their places.
Okay.
Not because... you know, for a start, anyway, yeah. I wanted freedom. You don't do. You have made all the decisions for me in my life. So for once, let me be in charge of my life.
Mm.
So if I brought them into my marriage, I'm sure that my husband knows that one day they were beating him up.
Mm.
It is the man. It is the man not standing enough.
Up enough.
Because they, by body language or by action, that they know that he's fine with what they are doing to the spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen it play out the other way. Where is the woman's family that is harassing the man.
Okay.
But usually, the common factor is that they know that their own child is okay with what you're doing.
Mm.
Because the moment they know that you're not fine,
Step back. All right. Thank you so much. You made a very valid point. And thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you. I'm sure a lot of people will
learn. Thank you. Absolutely. Hmm. She made a very, very, very valid point. And I think that I want to bring it back to both of us.
Yep.
How that you stood up and you made sure that you warned Simon.
Yep.
You know, she said that husbands don't stand up enough for their wives.
Hmm.
Right, in cases where you know outrightly that your family members are not treating your wife well, just stand up for her. Stand up for her. I think I said this earlier that it's most times affecting the women. Most of the time you see in-law palaver affecting the women more than actually affecting the men. I'm not saying that it does not affect the men, but you see, a lot of the time, it affects the women.
And that's right. If you are just joining us, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 11. It's still live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. And we're having the part two of our talk on relationship with in-laws on the family talk today
The
techers. And yes, it's been so much fun thus far. And that question I've asked, and I really want people to answer, like, is it necessary to share your marital problems or your relationship issues with your family members? Is it necessary? And the last caller also shared a story and talked about, that experience of in-laws having it in mind that the moment, you know, they come into their brother's house, their sister, I mean, why don't they do the same when someone is married to their sister? Let me put it this
way. That's why I said most times it affects
the
woman. Because the family of the man is saying he's our brother, is our house. Mm-hmm. We have married you to our family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that sense of entitlement already.
Why? Where from? If I give you a hand, where is that coming from?
You came to our house now. That's what it means. You came to pick us. We came to Dobale.
There are cultures.
We came to pay bright price.
There are cultures in the world, and even on the African continent, that people... when you get married, you move into your in-laws, like as a man. You move into your in-laws' house.
Yeah.
So in that case, should the man be treated that way?
I'm not sure it happens here in Africa. I've not seen that happening in Africa. I'm not sure it ever happens in Africa. Solomon has been on the line. Solomon, from Sherry.
Let me get to him.
Let's
Solomon
really take
now.
That. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. This is Solomon.
Hi, yes, great to have you, Solomon.
I love the topic that I just brought to this morning. I love what the woman just said just now.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm the firstborn.
Okay.
And I tell people most of the time when you are dealing with in-laws, it is done, it comes, the reaction of the man goes a long way.
Yeah.
I faced the same issue, but fortunately for me, I was able to stand up for my wife. I told the whole family, they knew. At one time, they said, what has he given to you? What has he... I said, this is the one I'm married to.
Yeah.
At one time, I had issue with my mom, and now they are getting along. But I tell people that care to listen, you can fight me and go scot-free. But the moment you raise up your voice and anything against my wife, then... you are ready for a battle.
Come on, you
that,
be.
That sounds
that
familiar.
Really, that has helped my home, personally.
That's great.
Because most of the time, I tell people, I go out, I'm not There's nothing I have that she doesn't know.
Mm.
There's nothing I have that she doesn't have access to.
Mm. Uh-huh. That's great.
So
that's great.
If you want to win me, then win her first.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Solomon.
And guys, in case you're looking for solutions, that's like one of the biggest solutions
right
there.
Right.
I remember actually even warning you directly. I'm saying it's on national radio. That if we ever have an argument here, and this is not a case of me stopping a woman from talking and sharing her thing, and I hear it without us addressing it, you know, like people have sense, you know, and I hear it somewhere else, no matter who you tell, even if it's my mom, I'm going to fight you to the very last. And we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I remember always giving everyone clearly, you see, when it comes to, say, my wife, you want to talk and you want to, she's always right. You understand? She's right 100. So you just have to correct it from the point of view. I put it there not because you are always right, because nobody's always right.
That's right.
Just to send a warning that, look, there's no trying to come and tell me what is and what is not when it comes to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, you only know what you know. All right, that's it. That's indeed. We need to bring in our guests this point. He'll be joining us in the conversation. And also, we'll be finding out what he's up to. It's a friend of the house, a very good friend, and an experienced, an experienced elder. You know, he is, you know, the voice coach himself, the man who... He's a man of many parts, all right? So let's not even go there. It's not the first time he's coming here. And we just bring him on to comment on this matter. And then we'll switch into our conversation for the social media highlights, where we also touch on a number of things, including the recent wins in the creative industry, Grammy Awards, and what that means, the rise of Afrobeat, and a couple of other things. Jasmine also will join us on the social media highlights as we get into that. But first, guys, we have the one we call Uncle Ade. You know, some people say Ade. Oh my, good to see you.
It's good to see you again, my brother. How are you? Long time. It feels like forever.
I'm telling you. I mean, you've been away. You've been outside of Nigeria for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always good to come back home.
I know that feel, no doubt. But tell us, first of all, we have been having a conversation. We'll get into your full story and all that. Before we get into the story, what was the experience like, you know, with all these happenings? It's been an eventful period in our lives as human beings, wherever you are in the world. So when you saw, I mean, when you're outside, that whenever you're outside Nigeria and things are happening here, what happens to you? What does that do to you? How do you handle them? Because I know your passion for the country.
So first of all, it's interesting because, of course, you know that I was actually here last year when the whole thing broke out. I arrived on the day that the government locked down the country. They shut the airports. I was the last plane in. And so I was only supposed to be here for the boot camp and then go back to London.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen. I was here for like 7-8 weeks just in lockdown the whole time.
Wow. How did that feel, though?
But you know what? It's just being here, you know, just being in Nigeria, being in the atmosphere, regardless of the fact that I couldn't go anywhere. The furthest I could go was Shoprite Circle Mall. That was it. But just being here just felt different. So it's always a blessing being here, regardless of whether or not I couldn't go out, couldn't go to nightclub, couldn't go to Circa, couldn't go to all those places, couldn't go to eat, couldn't do those things. But being here was great. But and I know that there's a lot of commentary about the way in which the Nigerian government handled the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, like, from my own experiences, the difference between here and in the UK, Nigeria put the UK to shame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Wow.
Just on so many levels. You have to understand that we put them to shame on so many levels.
Okay.
So regardless of the
different negative stories,
there's a story to be told about what they did that the UK government didn't even anywhere close to. Like I said, you locked down here on the day I arrived.
Yeah.
The UK didn't lock down for like until August or something like that.
Hmm.
And Nigeria were 2 weeks behind in the first case.
Okay. That's right.
So you can see how quickly we were to curve, reacted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a positive. I mean, not many people talk about that. So let's come back to this is a family talk. We're having a heated conversation on in-laws. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is something anyone can relate to. If you're married, you know who an in-law is, and you would have one. And even if you're not married, you know, if you have someone who is married in your family to a family, yeah, mm-hmm. You would certainly also have that in-law experience. So we're asking the question of how to deal, manage in-laws. And I don't know how you like to react to that. We've heard a number of stories. One of the callers just said she's almost the same age with the husband.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, she's been treated as trash by the in-laws. Mm-hmm. So, and then sometimes they come into the house unannounced, they're staying for 1 week, it turns to 4 years. And then, you know, we've heard some of these stories. We also heard sweet stories of in-laws being the best. Someone even sent a message on Facebook praying for the mother-in-law, saying she's the mother he never had, and praying for that. So we have two sides of the story. But I must say, a lot of the story most times has been on the negative end. So how can one successfully really manage? Tell us your own personal experience. Let's start from there.
I've been married before. Well, not married before. I had four children with my former partner.
Okay.
And her mother, mm-hmm. my mother-in-law, as you like to call her, mm-hmm. was the mother-in-law of the nightmare.
Wow.
She was a mother-in-law nightmare, to the point that she would, like, you know how Nigerians do, right? She would lie about what I did to people. So we would have to meet people, and I'd have to lie about the fact that I'm in the music industry. Happy.
Wow.
But she would, I mean, basically, my children, I don't even think they ever met her. While she was alive, because she was a very divisive kind of character. So, like, kind of, my wife was ostracized, like, wow. You know, and so it was that kind of scenario. But I would say, with my second
experience.
Relationship, I'm now married, happily married, 3 years coming on now, and I have the most beautiful mother-in-law. She's the funniest.
Wow.
And most, like, so most engaging person to be around. It's like, it's a great joy. And it's like, and it's the interesting thing is, like, that dynamic has made all the difference to the marriage.
Oh.
You know, having a good mother-in-law.
Okay. Hmm.
But what I would say to that in defense of both scenarios,
all right,
is that you as the in-law, the wife or the husband coming into that family, have to learn to adapt to the people that you're engaging with. That doesn't mean to say that you should become a punchbag.
Okay.
But you need to know how to maneuver, do some Floyd Mayweather shoulder rolls.
Okay. That could be a good strategy. Because we've been asking as well, what are the strategies? How can we maintain good and cordial relationships with our in-laws? So having to, like, I mean, you mentioned that we have to, you know how to shoulder and adapt to
the
in-law. You know, but some in-laws will want to take advantage of that and become all overbearing. Now, how do we get to handle such situations still?
So I'm just going to put it in general terms, not even in-law. Just, you know, human nature is human nature. You know, you have good and bad, and you have givers and takers.
That's right.
You just have to be discerning enough to understand the people that you're surrounded by. And if you're like me, you'll adapt to your situation.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean to say that I always get on in situations. There are times when I just have to stand up like a lion. And let you know, if you tread on my tail, if you put your head in my mouth, it's going to get bitten off, Abby. But there are times when you just have to be the charmer. Do you understand? And so you have to be able to adapt. It's really down to you. If you want your spouse to be happy, and that's the most important thing.
That's right.
Not the in-law. Sometimes it's so disjointed that there is no winning that game, and it's a long game that you play. And you wait for the opportunity to please, rather than just trying to force a situation. You wait for the opportunity to they eventually they'll open the door to that that scenario. God will open that door.
That's right.
Yeah. Eventually God will open that door, and that's when you can take that opportunity.
Okay.
There was a time when my ex-mother-in-law, as I said, she would lie about what I did and all that kind of stuff, and she wouldn't welcome me to the house. One day she needed the front of the house painted, Abby.
Whoa.
And so I got that job. I got to do the job of painting my mother-in-law's. Wow. But I thought that might be the way in. After that, the same day, she was still costing me the same thing. So it didn't work.
It didn't work that time. But I'm patient, Abby.
Yes. Hey, very patient, I'm telling you. Now, thank you so much. I mean, that pretty much, like, you know, answers. You have had the experience of both sides. And it's so incidental that we didn't even know this before coming on the show today. We are going to talk about, you know, what you're working up on in the music industry right after the break. We'll get into he's a vocal coach, the biggest on the continent, the biggest in the country that I know of, the biggest, you know, in this one of the biggest in the world, guys. Has worked with some of the finest superstars that you get to find out from as we proceed on the show today. Okay. We'll get into that conversation after the break, right?
That's right. We'll be going on a short break at the moment. To stay with us, don't change the dial.